Peace, Divine One. Welcome to Sacred Space, your sanctuary for healing and growth. I am Ashley Latrice, your guide on this transformative journey. Thank you if you are a new listener for pressing that play button. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. So last week we discussed the five stages of transformation. This week we're going to be discussing the five steps toward transformation. The five stages are when you're already in the flow of transformation. The five steps are where you are headed towards the stages of transformation. So a little different, very different in experience. So when we are in a space of trying to enlighten ourselves, we're trying to undo, unlearn, relearn, try something new, and move into a new space mentally, physically, spiritually, all the good things. We are searching for some sort of guide, some sort of roadmap, right? So during this time, when you decide to make those steps, you might be wondering, well, where do I even start? What if I haven't figured out how to realize the world around me? What if I haven't figured out what my divinity is? What if I'm not sure what it means to be righteous? What if I don't even know how to get purpose and clarity? What if I can't see myself achieving freedom and alignment? So this is going to be the roadmap for you to even get to that space. It's best to start to make moves towards that direction. So you no longer have to live in fear, live in worry, live in doubt, live in confusion, live in guilt, live in sadness, grief, when you start to make these five steps. So the first step is reprogramming. So this step is called Start the Reprogramming Process. And this is pretty much just unveiling everything that you've been taught, everything that you have been told to believe, everything that you've been seeing. Those are all triggers for programming. Everything that's been put in your face from the time you were a young baby to until now is programming. And that programming affects the way you think, the way you behave, the way you treat others, the way you treat yourself. That programming can be either super beneficial or super crucial and critical depending on how you grew up and what you saw while growing up. So during this time, this is a time where you really want to figure it out for yourself. This is a time where you're thinking, what is it do I believe? What is it that I can see for myself? What is it that makes sense to me? What's meaningful to me? What do I recognize as the truth? What am I in alignment with? This is a time where you start to want to have your ideas of your own. You know, you have your own values. Your desires are changing. Your opinions on everything around you is starting to change. And when you're doing that intentionally, you are reprogramming yourself. You're reprogramming your mind to flow in a different direction. So the way that you have been achieving things, the way that you have been procrastinating to achieving things, the way that you have displayed love, the way that you understand your parents, the way that you treat your children, that all starts to change. During the reprogramming process, it's important that you stay open, because this is a time where you're going to be overwhelmed, if you will, with just information, overwhelmed with tracking your progress, overwhelmed with holding yourself accountable, overwhelmed with uncomfortable truths. There's so much to be overwhelmed with. And if you aren't open to change, it's going to feel like a very dark time. Because when we're not open to that reprogramming, we're telling the universe, we're telling ourselves that we aren't ready. And when we're not ready and opportunities and life changes are coming towards us, we resist them and they create blocks. So it is ideal to start to tell yourself, hey, what do I want? What do I want for myself? Who do I want to be? And speak that into yourself. Speak that life into yourself. During this time, there's also a lot of breaking of patterns, right? So a lot of those self-sabotaging behaviors, those things that are holding you back, external factors like people around you, places that you frequent, habits that you continue to have, like those all start to come to a head and those start to come to the surface as a problem. And that's the moment where you either will make a choice to reprogram and come up with new routines and let those flow, or you resist and you create more obstacles. But once you identify these obstacles, you can confront them head on and you can work towards overcoming them instead of soaking in them. Something you can do to reprogram would definitely be keeping something like an accountability journal. This journal will serve as like a space for reflection, and it'll allow you to identify anything that you should be accountable for. You can use it to set goals, track your success, track your setbacks, and really truthfully just reflect on any lessons that you've learned along the way. Something else that you can do is definitely meditation, okay? meditation, visualization, affirmations, being mindful, all those things are key when reprogramming, because how can you have a clear mind if you haven't meditated, right? And then, you know, with speaking to yourself the proper way is also reprogramming your consciousness. So those are all things that can definitely trigger a reprogramming process. The next thing, step two would definitely be practicing new systems. This one to me is like highly important, because it's one thing to know better, but it's another thing to act on it. And I think once you have started that reprogramming process, you'll start to have the knowledge of what it is that you should do in order to improve your life. But the practicing new systems is where you'll actually start implementing those actions into place. So you will be working out, you will be watching what you eat, you know, you will be, you know, watching how you speak to people. Like, now that you know, it's like, okay, let's put that into motion. Also, with the reprogramming during that time, you're going to start to realize what you are capable of and start to train your mind to stop telling yourself that you're not able to achieve certain things. So during the practice, the new systems, that is implemented by taking action towards your goals, taking actions towards career ideas and projects, and really making the routine and a habit of creating something, creating anything that you know you're capable of creating. New systems also is very important because it's really going to lay the foundation of the next three steps. So it is basically your day-to-day life. You know, it's your approach to how you're going to live your life, because the way you set that tone is how your future will play out, right? So once again, breaking from those old patterns that no longer serve you, and really just embracing those new behaviors that will align best with your deepest values and aspirations. So basically, if you desire to achieve something, it doesn't really make sense for you to move in a direction that doesn't support that goal. So if you are trying to get a new position at work, it wouldn't benefit you to stay out late, show up to work late, not complete your work on time, clock in late, or anything that would be basically the opposite behavior of where you should be going towards getting that promotion would be out of alignment with your deepest values and aspirations. So it just wouldn't make sense. Truthfully, practicing new systems is really just you committing yourself to fostering a more intuitive, intentional, and divine connection with yourself and your routine. What kind of life do you want to cultivate? And how does that lifestyle look? And how is it rooted in gratitude and towards something that makes sense for where it is you're trying to go? Step three towards transformation is embrace divine guidance. Very important, because how do you implement any of this if you're not getting the right clarity? How do you move on to achieving a level of freedom and alignment in stage five of the five stages if you haven't embraced divine guidance on the steps? Okay, it's real important that you have something higher than yourself that you believe in. No one can really dictate that for you, but with that comes great wisdom, and with that comes nudges and messages from the universe that allow you to see things more clearly. During this time, it's important to pay attention to the signs too. Embracing divine guidance is definitely the key to following God's plan, because it's that moment where you really just have to surrender. It's time to stop doing things the same way that you've been doing it, not getting answers, and continuing to repeat that cycle. When it's time, it's time. And you know, at that moment, it's best to surrender to God and really let anything that is supposed to be played out, play out, and let anything that's in the way get out of the way. Things you can do to embrace the divine is definitely pray, definitely meditate, practice your intuition. Divine guidance definitely requires a certain level of willingness to let go of control. You want to uphold your commitment to aligning your own will with the will of God, making intentional choices that will continue to bring you closer to God. Instead of getting up and going on your phone, praying first. Instead of spending your weekends out, making sure you have solid family time where you pray and talk to God. Instead of being overwhelmed, taking some time to meditate. All these things are things that will allow you to get answers that you essentially need in order to move forward. And the truth is, when you open yourself up to the guidance of the divine, you are allowing for possibilities that you didn't even recognize to open up. you're allowing for new information to be sent to you so that you can head towards your potential. Embracing divine guidance also just really reminds you that you're not alone on this journey. There's always a greater force at play that's seeking to connect with us, to have a solid relationship with us. And in order to do that, you definitely have to seek it as well. Because you could be sent the signs all day, but if you're not listening and paying attention, then you'll miss them. So this is a time where you want to start to make sure that you're seeking God first and foremost, getting all the advice and the wisdom that you can get. Once you start seeking divine guidance, you will start to get a bunch of messages. You will start to see symbolisms. You will start to hear whispers of clarity that really give you the confidence and the boost you need to make your next move towards freedom. You'll also understand practicing discernment, because when you hear the word of God and you put that first, it's a lot easier to drown everything out. So step four is cultivate self-compassion. You're definitely going to want to give yourself some understanding and grace, because there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes up that can trigger you and push you back into that shell of uncertainty within yourself. So in order to push along the path, you have to give yourself some grace. And the first thing you have to do in order to give yourself grace is you have to accept yourself. You have to really be able to see yourself and recognize who you are, you know, no matter your flaws, your shortcomings, how you feel like you're perceived, any of that, like none of that matters before you. And so until you can really accept what you recognize about yourself, it's going to be rough. Extend yourself some kindness and some understanding, especially in the moments where you feel like you're going through some type of struggle. Sometimes we will give other people a certain level of care and support that we haven't even offered ourselves. And it's very great to be that for everybody, but it's also highly important that you consider yourself and offer yourself the same kind of love that you would give out. Because I'm going to tell you right now, being judgmental along your journey is certainly not going to help with your transformation journey. Because if you are constantly judging yourself, you are always going to stop yourself from making a next move, because you're going to fear your next move, because you're always criticizing yourself. During this part of cultivating self-compassion, it is important to release yourself of any guilt or shame or resentment. That is only going to keep you at a full stop. It's another blockage that's going to stop you from feeling like you deserve things. You know, if you are constantly living in resentment or guilt, you are never going to go after things, and you're going to self-sabotage opportunities and wins for yourself because you're going to feel like you don't deserve them. And I'm going to tell you right now, anything that you've worked hard for, you deserve. Something that helps is to recognize that you're not defined by your past mistakes or failures. You have to forgive yourself, and you have to remind yourself that you have the power to make that choice. Part of cultivating that self-compassion too is also expressing gratitude for yourself, just reminding yourself of how thankful you are to be you, showering yourself with praises and acknowledging your wins. Because if you don't acknowledge the times that you felt good, the times that you felt like you achieved something, the times that you are happy where you're at, then it's a lot easier to forget. Make sure that every piece of uplifting, every piece of guidance, every piece of love, every piece of care and compassion, empathy, all those things that you give other people, make sure that you receive those and give those back to yourself. The last step, step five, embrace the journey, ties into what I was saying about celebrating your wins. So it's important to celebrate your progress no matter how small. And you definitely want to take time to really evaluate and just be a witness for yourself. Be a witness to the testimony, like where you started, where you are now. First of all, where you started. Pause. Okay. Stop there for a second. Take a deep breath and realize that moment. Then taking a look at the path, like what was that journey along the way? Recognizing that moment. Lastly, where you are now, the progress, right? And recognizing this present moment and honoring yourself for trusting the journey, for not giving up, for allowing yourself to grow and self-discover who you are, who you've grown into. Transformation is not a destination. It is a lifelong journey of growth and self-discovery. You will continue to grow. You will continue to learn more about yourself. You will continue to pour more into yourself. You might as well embrace the journey. All right, loves, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, definitely follow the show. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. Like all the good things. I appreciate y'all, and I'll talk to y'all next time.